Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Nervous residents in the U.S. state of Hawaii received a message early Saturday that made the threat of a possible missile strike very real after a huge mistake was made. Hawaii Governor David Ige says a false missile alert was totally unacceptable, and he said the warning was caused by human error. The administration of Hawaii's emergency management, or administrator, Vern Miyagi, told reporters that the person responsible for the erroneous message feels terrible. However,
the consequence of this is obviously bad. I'm working on credibility now because we've worked so hard to get this in place. That's why I want to tell the public right now is, again, this was a mistake on our part. But don't let that stop as far as the preparation and the warning time if this happens for real.
Questioned repeatedly by reporters about how such a mistake could happen, Governor Ige said his administration is doing everything possible to make sure it does not happen again. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte says he is not interested in extending his six-year term or canceling elections next year. During an interview with news website Minda News, he said there will be no suspension of elections and there will be no term extension, especially for me. The president talked about his vision for a Philippine federal government. He said he envisions a structure along the lines of the French government. Tunisia plans to increase aid for poor families by $70.3 million after nearly a week of protest over austerity measures. Several hundred protesters took to the streets Saturday, where the 2011 uprising first began. On Friday, protesters in cities and towns across the country waved yellow cards, a warning sign to the government, and brandished loaves of bread, a symbol of day-to-day struggles. This is VOA News.